复兴圣洁。我哋求主复兴我哋，让我哋过着圣洁嘅生活，使我哋心完全嘅洁净，赐我重新有正直嘅灵。愿我哋把生命献上，为主你而活，荣耀主你自己嘅生命。主啊，真系何等嘅宝贵一个嘅提醒！求主你就复兴我哋，叫我哋真系将心归于俾你，将身体献上活祭，为主而活。主啊，我哋祈求你俾我哋心里边真系一心嘅嚟到跟随仰望你，学效主你自己嘅教导。主啊，你喺呢个时候继续纪念我哋嘅弟兄谭国雄 Eric Tam。主，我哋知道佢喺嚟紧呢个星期三，佢将会与佢一个嘅 oncologist 一个癌症嘅医生嚟到系会面。我哋求主你自己俾佢哋能够有一个好嘅计划，点样开始呢个嘅疗程？愿主你俾佢哋有智慧，有从你而嚟嗰个嘅睇见，以至到主啊，你俾最好嘅治疗嘅疗程佢。主，我哋都祈求你继续纪念 Eric 佢嘅屋企人，纪念妹妹。主啊，我哋为到姊妹，佢亦都系一个好有信心嘅一个姊妹。主一路陪伴住丈夫走呢条道路。主，我哋就祈求你自己继续嘅赐予佢平安嘅心、依靠嘅心。主啊，真系我哋睇到弟兄同埋姊妹同埋佢嘅屋企人 ，Christy、Ethan， 主啊，我哋都祈求你继续嘅加添佢哋嘅信心，叫佢哋经历主你自己嗰种嘅实在，你嗰种嘅美好。主啊，我哋知道这个平安在地道我们找不到的，只有从我们的天父而来。主啊，真是何等的宝贵。主，我们在这个时候，我们也都继续纪念 Virginia 和 David 他的女儿 Natalie。 我们知道他如今还在 CHOP 的医院里面，主，他的氧气那个的指数仍然是未达到这个正常的标准。我们祈求恩主你自己使用CHOP 的医生来到帮助他能够成功的做这个心导管这个手术，以至到主啊，他氧气那个的指数能够很快就回复回正常。天父啊，为到这个需要，为到这个家庭，他们实在经历了 很多，我们就祈求恩主你自己，你的恩典继续的加倍临到这个家庭之中。主啊，以至到他们看得到父神，你仍然是一个很爱他们的父神。我们也都是在当中有有我们 Luca 妈妈听到他近他那个的手术已经是越来越好了，我们献上感谢，相信他很快可以出院。我们祈求恩主你继续的保守他的心，叫他藉着今次这个的事件，叫他能够真是再一次看到父神你那种的实在，你那种的甜美，跟随你是何等的宝贵。愿主你继续纪念他屋企的家人，求主你自己帮助他们看到父神你那个实在的时候，又愿意接受耶稣为救主。主，我们当中还有很多的肢体，有一些的肢体身体是软弱的，我们祈求你自己一一的纪念，一一的看顾，以至到主啊，他们心里面仍然是可以持守到得到主你自己赐予的那种的安慰和平安在他们的心中。主，我们献上感谢。主，我们在这个时候都继续纪念教会一个的福音的事工。主，我们祈求你继续的帮助我们，能够体察你的心意，体察你的带领，我们怎样去拓展这个本地福音的事工，甚至是考虑要移民来到本地的。主，我们都祈求你引领。主，我们也都在这个时候，我们再一次的献上感谢。我们为到 Canada 在上个礼拜五已经开始了这个的实体和这个的一起的 聚会，我们献上感恩，我们祈求恩主你使用这个的事工来到让更多人认识你，主典仍然是够我们用，我们求你肯听我们的祈祷，奉耶稣的名求，阿们。让我们今天我们读经呢，是在提摩太后书三章十四节至到四章五节。我呢就想请姊妹呢是读提摩太后书三章十四到到十七节，然后呢弟兄呢读第四章一到五节。好，我请姊妹开始。好，弟兄，我们就读四章一到五节。我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度，祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训督责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向谬方的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传道的功夫，尽你的职分。弟兄姊妹，我们今天很开心，我们有教会英文堂的牧师梅刘碧仪牧师 Pastor Sandy。 我相信 Pastor Sandy 很多人都认识他的了，特别如果你家有青少年或者是有儿童参加教会的聚会的时候，相信大家都是知道 Pastor Sandy 是谁。那今天呢，他会在我们当中来到传讲神的话语。他的主题呢就是持守主道，是由李友卿姊妹 Sally 来到翻译。
早上 Good morning.
I am so delighted to be with you all today to bring a word from 2 Timothy.
今天早上很高兴我可以在你当中带给你在从提摩太后书的一个的字句。
And that word is continue.
这个的字词就是继续，在和合本我们是用存在心里，但在其他译本是用持守。
What the Lord has begun in your life, planting a seed that grew into sincere faith, continue.
在神那里，在你的心目中是开始到什么呢？就是将一个的福音的种子种在你心里面，令到你可以的信仰可以成长。
Saving you and calling you into a holy life, continue.
他是拯救你，呼召你去一个的圣洁的生活，令到你可以继续的持守。
Remembering you and praying that you will continue.
纪念你，为你祷告，令到你可以继续的持守。
Staying faithful to God's word and guard the gospel. Continue.
令到你对神的话语继续的遵守，去维护的我们的福音，令你可以继续的持守。
This is the Apostle Paul's urgent reminder to his dear son Timothy. And this is our passionate prayer of our church for the next generation to continue.
这个是使徒保罗对他亲爱的属灵儿子提摩太的一个劝勉，一个催促。这个也是今日我们教会，我们一个的对我们年轻的一代，我们一个的祷告。
In November 2013, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Lord Carey, sounded this alarm as he spoke. The Church of England is just one generation away from extinction.
在2013年11月的时候，英国圣公会的大主教，坎特伯雷大主教，海利曾经这样讲过，他发出一个非常严重的警告，就对他们说。
He warned that the church would disappear within 25 years unless it can attract more young people.
他说英国的圣公会会在25年之内会消失，除非我们今天就向一班的年轻人令到他们可以的加入教会。
Where they had estimated 85 million Anglicans in 1991 to 2002, fewer than 1 million attend church now in 2013.
在1991年至2002年的时候，圣公会他们是估计大概有8500万的信徒，但是到2013年的时候，他们参加聚会的是少过100万。
Is it even remotely possible that the church can be extinct and cease to exist?
是不是有这样的谣言，有微小的可能性，就是说教会可以灭绝，可以不存在呢？
With so few in number, this was a real concern of the early church.
在这么少人数里面，是不是在早期教会都是这样呢？
And it remains a concern today if we neglect to continue.
这个是不是我们今天的担忧？当我们疏忽了我们要做继续持守的时候。
In recent years especially, there are terrible times, but continue in the Lord.
特別是近年嗰陣時候，我哋發覺到有好多嘅危險嘅日子，好艱難日子，但係我哋喺主裏面仍然要持守。
There was so much godlessness, confusion, and mental health crises to navigate.
我哋有好多唔信嘅一啲嘅觀點，好多迷亂，特別喺精神心理健康嘅一啲危機裏面。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1, the Apostle Paul warns, "But mark this."There will be terrible times in the last days.
在提摩太后书三章一节，保罗咁讲，佢警告佢就系话，你哋应该知道末世必有危险日子来到。
Terrible times in the NIV is also translated as difficult times in the ESV and perilous times in the King James.
喺呢个嘅危险日子，其实喺英文嗰度，喺新国际版嗰度吓，系可怕嘅时代。在新譯本是艱難的時期，然後在陰甸本是講險惡的時期。
These are dangerous times.
這些是危險的日子。
With the worst display of sin and ungodliness.
因為是最壞的，罪和不敬虔的都表露了出來。
The Greek word kalepoi is rendered in Matthew chapter 8 verse 29 as extremely violent.
這裡的希臘文Kalepoi, 他就讲到就是说在马太福音八章28节就是说是极其凶猛。
So these terrible times are marked with violence.
这些可怕日子其实是充满着暴力的。
And isn't this what we've been seeing in our society?
这些是今天里面我们在社会上所见到的。
Christian parents thought they were allowing their kids to safely navigate the playground.
今天基督徒的父母以为他们是领导着他们的子女在一些很安全的好像游乐的地方。
But in reality, with the changes in society, our kids are navigating a spiritual battleground, not a playground.
但是其实在今天这个迷乱的世代里面，这些小孩子，我们教会的小孩子，其实是一个很属灵的真战的一个战争的场地那里去生存。
And the enemy is effectively stealing away generations of church kids from under us.
同埋我哋嘅敌人其实已经慢慢喺我哋教会里面有好几代嘅慢慢将我哋嘅细路仔去拎走咗。
In terrible times, sin is at its worst.
喺呢啲咁可怕嘅艰难日子里面，罪系做到最差嘅地步。
There is unrestrained godlessness, loss of morality, rebellion from all authority, religious imposters, and idolatry.
在这些没约束的无神观念里面，道德的沉沦，对权柄的反叛，或者是宗教的一些欺骗，甚至是拜偶像。
Sin breaks down the family and it breaks down our communities. It invasively saturates our society.
罪是破碎了家庭，亦都是分裂了我们的社群，对着亦都侵入了我们的社会里面。
And evil goes from bad to worse.
圣经话作恶的必越久越恶。
Paul says, have nothing to do with them.
保罗说你们要躲开这些人。
God's people must not dance with sin.
神的子民一定不能够与罪作伴。
Paul affirms to Timothy, everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness in chapter 2, verse 19.
在2章19节，保罗对提摩太说，凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义。
We live in terrible times, in perilous times.
我们是在一个可怕日子，在一个危险日子里面生活。
Turn away from compromise and tolerance of sin and turn to continue in the word of God.
我们要远离对罪的容忍和对罪的妥协。
Paul suffered hardship, but he continued until death.
保罗虽然是经过苦难，但是他仍然持守主道至死。
Despite being in prison, he wrote this final and most personal letter, 2 Timothy, to encourage the young pastor.
虽然在监狱里面，但是保罗写了他最后的书信，就是给他的，在提摩太后书那里，去鼓励这个的年轻的传道人。
And he's saying to Timothy, I have suffered hardships, and so will you.
他对提摩太说，我经过苦难，但是你也是应该的。
So join me in the suffering.
所以你同我同受这个苦难吧。
Like any senior leader who would see his days are numbered, the older, bolder Paul passed on advice and insights to empower the meeker, weaker Timothy to accept the baton, even as persecution worsens.
就好像其他的一些已经年长的前辈的一些的属灵领袖一样，保罗在这里知道他自己日子无多的时候，他就去鼓励，用他的成熟，用他的属灵的成熟和他的胆壮，去鼓励这个比较柔弱的年轻传道提摩太，令到他知道他要去接受这个接派。
When Paul wrote this letter, we find that he was in an awful Roman prison. He was deserted and he was alone.
当保罗写这封书信的时候，我们知道他是一个很很可怕的一个监狱坐监的情况，他也是被当地的信徒离弃。
He was going through a trial and it was not going well, but the Lord was helping him and he was by his side.
他的申诉不顺利，但我们知道神继续去帮助他，也都站在他旁边。
Paul was suffering in chains for the gospel. Twice he said, do not be ashamed of me or the gospel. Twice he invited Timothy, join me in the suffering for the gospel.
保罗是受苦，是被困锁当中，他是为福音的缘故，他两次的是告诉他，鼓励说不要以为耻，也都是两次的曾经就是说要为我和福音一起的受苦难。
And Paul was near the end of his life. He says in chapter 4, verse 6, the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith.
保罗知道他离世日子无多，他在四章六节这样讲，他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。
So these are the words of a man who knew he was going to die very soon.
这个就是一个人，当他知道他的日子已经是有限的时候，他就来要死了，他所讲的话。
We found that the prison was damp and he was cold because he asked Timothy, bring my cloak. And also he asked him to bring him his scrolls and the parchments. So Paul actually wanted to study the Hebrew Old Testament.
我们知道保罗继续，因为他监狱很潮湿，也都很冻，所以他叫提摩太带他的外衣给他，带他的书卷给他，带他的皮卷给他，令到他可以继续的去研读这个旧约希伯来。
And when he wrote this, Paul was suffering hardships. He was amidst the intense persecution from Emperor Nero.
我哋知道，當保羅係寫呢書信嗰陣時候，佢係受緊極大嘅逼迫，佢受緊啊呢個羅馬王，但係尼禄王嘅逼迫。
You know, the Emperor Nero had ordered his soldiers to set Rome on fire, and then he blamed it on the Christians.
你知道尼禄王喺嗰陣時候，佢命令佢嘅羅馬嘅軍兵，佢哋去放火，就將呢啲事賴喺基督徒嘅身上。
It was extremely dangerous to preach the gospel.
喺嗰陣時，去傳主嘅道實在係非常之危險。
And cruel suffering became a norm that accompanied true faith.
好似要去跟隨真道嗰陣時候，受到呢啲嘅殘酷嘅苦難，已經成為一個新嘅常態。
But Paul stayed the course. He encouraged Timothy to endure suffering and preach the gospel.
但是保罗继续嘅去把持，继续嘅去持守呢个真道。佢都鼓励提摩太嘅去忍受呢啲嘅苦难，去继续去传扬福音。
We are told by the church historian Eusebius that Paul continued to death and he was beheaded by Roman officials.
我哋从教会嘅历史学家丘西比乌里面睇到就系话，最后保罗。他也是死，他是被罗马军兵去斩头。
Timothy was blessed with a rich heritage of faith since his infancy, but he continued in salvation lifelong.
提摩太虽然是蒙福，从小得到这些真道，主道的传承，但他一生仍然继续的持守救恩。
What is the treasure that you want to pass down to your children and to your successors?
你们有什么的珍藏啲咩珍宝、宝贵嘅嘢可以传承俾你哋啲嘅儿女咧
？What words of wisdom, life lessons, secrets, and legacies do you want to pass on？
有啲咩嘅智慧嘅言语，或者你人生学习到嘅咩秘密，有啲咩传奇，你可以去传承俾你哋
？Have you shared your testimony and your repentance story to your children？
你哋有冇向你哋嘅儿女分享过你哋得救见证、悔改嘅见证咧？
Have you raised them in the faith at your home?
你哋有冇从小喺真道上面喺屋企里面就教导佢哋咧
？It's not enough to count on a few hours on Sunday for the church teachers and pastors to do it.
每个礼拜带细路仔翻教会，只系依赖几个钟头，无论系主日学老师或者系牧者嘅教导，其实系唔够嘅。
In verse 14, it says, But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
在14节那里说但你所学习的、所确信的要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的，并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And Timothy can thank his grandmother Lois and mother Eunice for the faith that he has working in his life.
提摩太其实可以多谢佢嘅外祖母罗尔同埋佢嘅妈妈尤尼基，因为佢哋从小嘅去教导佢真道。
What a treasure and a gift.
这个是不是一个很宝贵的一个礼物呢?
They modeled and lived out the faith.
他们做身教,他们做榜样,去帮助他们认,就帮助提摩太认识信仰。
They taught him to know the Old Testament scriptures which pointed to the Messiah Jesus Christ where salvation was found through faith.
他们都用言教,他们教导他旧约的圣经,以至到他明白到耶稣基督就是这个神预来的尼赛亚救主，令他认识这个救恩。
So guard the treasure, guard the good deposit.
所以我们要保守我们的这些宝藏，这些宝贵的东西。
Guard the faith heritage and how the gospel entered into your family.
我们要持守我们在家庭里面我们所得到这个纯正的这个福音。
Because this is very precious.
因为这些是很宝贵的。
And Timothy had a spiritual advantage to know the scriptures since he was a baby.
提摩太也有一个属灵的优势，因为他从小就被教导认识圣经。
Growing up with the scriptures is invaluable.
从小可以明白圣经的真的是最宝贵、最无价的东西。
You know, it's precious when you can't even remember a day without the Lord.
咪諗下，冇一日你係唔會同神一齊嘅，係咪多麼寶貴嘅嘢咧？
And that is a beautiful thing to me.
呢個亦都係一個對我嚟講好美麗嘅圖畫。
Now, most people will remember a before and after moment.
好多人都記得一件事情嘅之前或者之後一啲嘅經歷。
But some of our church babies might not clearly remember the exact moment when Jesus came into their life and they repented and received salvation because they were so young.
有啲喺教會從小就成長嘅一啲嘅年青嘅信徒，可能佢唔記得咗佢喺邊一個嘅時光係正式嘅去接受耶穌基督，因為佢已經係從小嘅係被教導聽咗好多。
As long as it's very clear that they have Jesus as their Lord and Savior.And it, they confirm it consistently.
最重要的就是其實他們從小心裡面就有耶穌基督，他們都堅守他們的信仰，繼續的去持守。
At the beginning of chapter 3 verse 14, there are two little words, Sede, which is translated, but you.
在3章14節開頭的時候，有兩個字，在中文的翻譯就是但你。
And again, in chapter 4, verse 5, it begins with, Sede, but you.
在四章五節其實也是同樣的，用這個字 Sede, 但是翻譯呢，這裡是中文是你卻，但其實是指但你的意思。
And Paul emphasizes to Timothy, but you, you are different.
保羅強調和提摩太強調說，但是你，你是不同的。
You have been loved by God for a long time.
你是已经被神所爱了很久了。
So even if everyone else is doing that, don't fall under peer pressure.
所以就算其他人是这样做的时候，请你不要受到同辈的压力，好像其他人一样。
You don't have to be like what the world is, but you be who you God made you to be.
你不需要跟世界一样，但是你要成为一个神愿意你成为一个人。
Even the ungodly live the way they do, but you, you are not to live as the ungodly do.
就算是那些不敬虔的人，他随着他们的方法去生活，但是你，你是不应该做一些，过一些不敬虔的生活。
Even if others give up and abandon their past, but you, you continue, you remain in the things you have learned and have been assured of.
保罗话：就算其他人放弃或者离弃佢哋嘅信仰、佢哋嘅过去，但系你，你系唔同嘅。你要持守你所学嘅、所信嘅。
Even if others turn to agnosticism, to relative truth, and stop going to church, but you, you continue in the faith.
就算其他嘅人，佢哋系改信咗去一啲无神嘅、不可信嘅，佢哋一啲嘅相对嘅真理，但系你。你是不同的，你要持守你所信的。
You continue to believe. You trust in the Bible. You worship the Lord.
你要继续的去相信，你要继续的去依赖圣经，要继续的去敬拜神。
Continue to be in your spiritual home instead of wandering and exploring every direction and distortion and deception.
你要继续留在这个的，继续住在这个属灵的家，不要走出去。向着这些在罪的生活在流连忘返。
Beyond his family, Paul was given to Timothy and he loved them as a dear son.
除了提摩太一家之外，保罗对提摩太是当他家人一样，很爱他。
And Timothy held his mentor in high regard.
提摩太对着他这个师傅也非常的尊重。
Chapter 2, verse 2, it says, And the things you have heard from me, heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
在二章二节这样说，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Every growing Christian needs a Paul and also needs a Timothy.
每一个成长的基督徒都需要一个的保罗，需要一个提摩太。
We need to learn from a more mature Christian who models a different spiritual truths in real life, and then mentor, disciple, and inspire someone younger.
我哋需要一个年长成熟的基督徒，俾我哋去跟随去学习。我哋都系需要一个 比較年輕的可能一個基督徒俾我哋去做佢嘅榜樣，令到我哋可以鼓勵，可以啟發佢哋。
Who is the Paul and the Timothy in your life？
喺你生命裏面，邊個係你嘅保羅？邊個係你嘅提摩太咧？
Now verse 16:17 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work."
喺十六十七節咁講。他说圣经都是神所默示的，与教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is God breathed and is useful.
全部的圣经都是神所默示，同埋是有益的。
It doesn't say that some scriptures, it says that all scripture is God breathed.
佢呢度唔係講到部分嘅聖經，佢都講到全部嘅聖經都係神所默示嘅。
And unfortunately, we live in a time where people selectively obey God, some parts that they like and ignore parts that they don't.
好可惜嘅，今日裏面我哋好多時候都去自己去選擇性嘅去相信聖經嘅話語，有一啲你中意嘅你就去信，有一啲唔中意嘅你就唔去信。
When God breathes, it gives life.
當神佢吹氣嗰陣時候，這個咧就俾我哋生命。
I am reminded in creation in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 when God breathed the breath of life in Adam's nostrils and man became a living soul。
我記得喺創世記嗰陣時喺二章嗰度講過，當神向住亞當去鼻子嗰度去吹氣嗰陣時候，亞當就成為有靈有活嘅人。
And I am reminded in the Valley of Dry Bones in Ezekiel 37, when God told Ezekiel to prophesy for the Spirit of God to breathe life into dry bones to stand alive.
在以西结书37章那里也是讲到，就是讲到在一些便宜的这些骸骨，就是讲到当神叫以西结去预言，就说他会将他的气息要进入这些骸骨里面，令到他们要活了。
And I'm reminded that after the resurrection in John chapter 20, when Jesus appeared to the disciples and breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit.
我都記得喺約翰福音二十章嗰度講到，當耶穌基督佢復活之後，佢係喺啲門徒面前嘅顯現，佢都向佢哋嘅吹一口氣，令到佢哋可以一齊嘅去接受聖靈。
As God breathes into his word is powerfully life-giving and purposeful.
当神他自己是吹气在话语里面的时候，他的话语是有能力，是赐给我们生命，是有目的的。
So how does the scripture give us life?
那这个圣经怎么给生命我们呢？
First, God wants to reveal himself. He wants us to know him.
首先，神佢顯露佢自己，因為佢想我哋去認識佢。
Being in an intimate, trusting relationship with God is life-giving。
因為喺一個同神好親密、可以信靠呢個關係裏面，這個就係賜生命嘅。
Knowing and being in a relationship with God is why we come to church, why we read the Bible, why we have fellowship。
同神可以建立呢個親密。这个的关系的时候，这个就是今天为什么我们会来到教会，来到为什么我们要读圣经，来到我们一起的团契。
Let's pursue the relationship and not the rewards.
让我们一起追随这个关系，不是只是当中得到的果效。
It will make you wise for salvation through discovering and walking with Jesus.
当你这样去一起追随神，你会发现当中的神给我们一些智慧，令到我们更加可以去持守这个救恩。
Secondly, God's word is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training for righteousness.
另外就是说神的话语是有益的，叫我们在教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义上面。
God's word teaches us the truths of salvation and practical Christian living.
神的话语可以教导我们救恩在属灵上面的真理，令到我们可以过一个圣徒的生活。
There are so many things we do not know and would be blessed to have in our spiritual toolbox.
有很多的事情我们都是不认识、不明白的。我们其实很需要学习，令到我们这个属灵的工具箱可以更加的多。
God's word rebukes and confronts our disobedient lifestyles and false doctrines to lead us to repentance.
神的话语去督责我们，令到我们可以面对一些、我们是反叛的、一些的生活的方式，令到我们可以去神的话语那里，我们可以悔改。
God corrects our wrong understandings and our straying, unstable patterns to restore us to be closer to the center of His will.
神的话语能够使我们的归正，令到我们一些的错误一些 的表达或者错误的、一些的不好的一些的方法里面，我们都可以更加的去改进，令到我们更加进入神他自己的心意里面。
And God's word trains us to live with true righteousness and with grace.
神的话语也都是去训练我们，令到我们可以在祂的恩典，在祂的义里面去成长。
But God's word is also life-giving because it equips us to do His work.
神的话语也都是很畅通的去装备我们去做祂的工作。
Paul reminded Timothy that God's word will prepare him to do every good work ahead.
保罗提醒保罗提醒提摩太，就系话神嘅话语会帮助佢预备佢做各样嘅善工。
When God speaks into our life, He changes us and transforms us to greater usefulness.
当神嘅话语喺我哋生命中去讲话嗰阵时候，佢会去改变、去改造我哋，令到我哋有更加大嘅益处。
Some of us like to sit and study privately the Bible. Till it's very thorough, but without human interactions, it will lack completeness.
有很多人很喜欢个别的、独自的去研究圣经、去读经，这都是好的。但是如果我们当不同人的 去互动、去交往、去团契的时候，其实呢这都是不完全的。
So we need to add a healthy dose of prayer and worship and evangelism and missions and service and caring and mercy ministry to our Bible studies to flex our spiritual muscles.
所以除了我们自己的那堂读经里面，其实我们需要加上的就是无论我们同人祈祷啦，我们一起敬拜啦，我们传福音啦，我们去做、宣教啦，或者我们去侍奉各方面这些东西，令到我们可以真的可以建立我们属灵的肌肉。
You know, I love it when people are excited to study God's word.
我听到人家很兴奋地听到他们去读神的话语。
Those who join BSF really love studying the Bible with a group of like-minded believers who passionately study God's word.
那些参加查经团契的人，他们是非常之的有心去和一些一起的想长进的弟兄姊妹一起的去研读神的话语。
And many brothers and sisters follow a reading plan through the year.
很多的弟兄姊妹也都是跟着、一些的、读经的一些计划去研读神的话语。
And a few brothers and sisters are committed to Bible quizzing.
甚至有一些的弟兄姊妹他们喜欢是圣经问答的。
And others listen to fantastic preaching that is easily accessible online.
特别是现在有很多人或者很喜欢听很多在网上的讲道。
I would endorse BSF Bible reading plans and Bible quizzing and good sermons resources online.
我是很赞成大家去参加、查经团契、大家的去、自己看圣经一起的去一些的圣经问答的一些嘅依啲嘅比賽，各方面嘅嘢。
And if you need a few opportunities to feed your soul with God's word, just ask.
如果你係需要更加多喺你屬靈嘅生命裡面更加多餵養嘅，你就需要去問去要求就得啦。
The final point: be faithful to all Scripture and continue.
最後嘅，我哋要繼續遵守聖經所教嘅。
In chapter 4, verse 1.In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you Keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
4:1-5我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度祝福你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用百般的忍耐，各样的教训责备人，警戒人，劝勉人，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，以朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅，并且掩耳不听真道，偏听荒谬的言语。你却要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，作传道的功夫，尽你的职分。
At the end of Paul's life here, this is all that he's thinking about, God's kingdom.
在保罗生命去到尽头嗰阵时候，呢样就系话神嘅国度喺佢自己嘅心思意念里面。
He is fixed on the Lord, on the final judgment, on the hope of Jesus' imminent return.
他的心思意念都是在神的国度，在这个神的最后审判和耶稣基督再来的这事上面。
Do we remember that Jesus is coming back?
我们记不记得耶稣基督是会再回来的？
Do you have the Lord on your mind all the time?
你有没有在你自己的心思意念每天里面是记住神呢？
And this is His final charge to Timothy, preach the word, preach the Bible, preach about Jesus.
这个是对提摩太最后的命令的劝勉，就是说你务要传道，你要去传扬圣经，你要去传扬耶稣。
Sometimes, shouting and condemning and pounding the Bible is not the most effective way of preaching.
有时候我们可以很大声的大声疾呼的去讲关于圣经、圣经的真道那些东西，但其实有时候都不是最一定是最有效的方法去传福音。
But Paul mentioned to give great patience and careful instruction. This requires time and follow-up.
但是保罗在这里说到，我们需要用百般忍耐，我们需要专心的教训，我们需要一些的时间去做跟进的工作。
Paulwrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 and 5, not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.
在哥林多前书二章，保罗这样写到，他说不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的名证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Sometimes what God places on preachers will not be received as popular. They will be mocked. It might be offensive. It might be despised.
有时候神给一些的传道的神的仆人，他们所有带出来的话语的时候，都不是每个人可以接受的。有时候他们会被不欢迎，被嘲笑，被顶撞，甚至被厌弃。
But be sure to judge, to discern what is good and evil. Discern what is from God and what is not from God.
但是重要的就是我们要分辨什么是美好，什么是邪恶。最重要的就是我们要分辨什么是属神的，什么是不是属于神的。
We live in a season where people may want to pick and choose what they want to believe or not believe, or how to live and not to live.
我们是活在这个世代，就是说人可以去选择他喜欢信或者不信，他喜欢怎样生活都可以。
Many people may come into the church with a DIY Christian beliefs and practices.
有些人来到教会里面就好像是要自己动手的去建立自己的信仰一样。
The worship is cool, but the snacks are bad.
他会说、哦、这个崇拜挺好、哦、但是呢那些食物就不好吃了。
The preaching is good, but the rules are too strict.、
啊、他讲到都不错，但是呢那些其他那些守则就太过严格了。
The Sunday school is not interactive,But the vaccination policy is good.
我哋話主日學咧，可能咧唔夠互動啊，但係喺嗰度啊疫苗嗰個嘅啊策略咧，好似幾好喎。
I like their teaching on grace, but I disagree with their position on same-sex marriages.
我喜歡他們是教導恩典的、那些的、教訓，但是我不喜歡他講關於他們講、同性婚姻的一些看法。
I like what Jesus says, but I disagree with Paul.
我喜歡耶穌所講的教訓，但是我不喜歡保羅所講的教訓。
These are terrible times in the last days, where even pulpits and pastors bend the scriptures to be politically correct.
這些是末世的危險的日子，就是說在我們的講台上面，我們的牧師牧者都要去教導聖經的時候，他們似乎都是需要有政治的正確觀。
They turn away from God's truth.And turn towards partial truths.
他们从一个的圣经的正确的一个真道里面去转向一些即是部分的真理。
And that would take us another step closer to extinction.
这个是另外一样东西，带领我们走向灭亡之路。
Chapter 4, verse 5, here it is again. But you.
四章五节再来一次就是说你却但你咁嘅意思。
Others may give up sound doctrine, live with a lesser version of biblical truth to satisfy their lusts and justify their ungodliness.
虽然可能第二啲人，佢哋会去一个比较差啲嘅一个情况，就系佢哋中意对佢情欲啊，令到佢哋唔信神、唔敬虔嘅生活咧，佢哋都系接受。
But you continue to be faithful and careful with God's ministry.
但是你要继续的小心去持守神这个事工。
But you continue to be worthy of your calling and endure hardship.
你要的持守继续的就是配得起神给你的呼召，继续的去侍奉。
But you continue to preach the gospel in every season, in and out of church, in person and online, whether you feel you're in your prime or past it.
你们要继续的去传扬真道，无论得时不得时，无论是实体的，无论是在网上的，无论是你觉得你自己是不是适合的，你都要去配得起去传扬真道。
But you continue to carry out the ministry to the fullest extent and accomplish all that God has in store for you.
但是你要继续的持守去行出神要你行出的圣工，以至到你自己的所有神要你所做的，你都可以行出来。
The Bible provides the solutions in terrible times.
圣经在这个险恶的世代里面给了我们一个答案。
God's word sheds light in dark times.
神的话语可以令到这个黑暗的灭绝。
So know it, read it, and obey it.
所以去认识，去读经，去遵守圣经所讲的。
Avoid faith extinction and continue in it.
千祈要离开这个信仰灭亡之路，要持守主道。
We have been in a difficult season of ministry.
我们在一个很传道很困难的一个时代里面。
And I've been walking through it with you all.
我和你大家一样是经历过这些艰辛。
Many are struggling and enduring hardship.
有很多人在当中是经过苦难，经过困境。
Many are discouraged, depressed, and inclined to give up.
有很多人是失望，他们沮丧，他们是想放弃。
But God has a word for you and your families. Continue.
但是神在这里给了你一个的话语，叫你和你的家人、家庭都一起的，就是说叫你们持守，继续。
Because we know that He will help us.
因为知道神是会帮助我们的。
He will bring mourning into dancing.
他会令到我们将我们的愁烦会转成一些的跳跃。
He will breathe life into our dry bones.
他会向着我们这些这样的枯干的这些骨头去吹气。
He will breathe life when we feel like we're dying.
当我们觉得我们是忍不住好像要死的时候，神是会向我们的吹气。
So hold on to Jesus.
所以我们要紧捉耶稣基督。
Hold on to his word.
你要紧捉 捉住耶稣基督嘅话语。
And hold on to each other and continue together.
我哋都系要紧握我哋大家嘅互相嘅手。
Let's pray.
我哋一齐低头祈祷。
Lord, guard over your children, our children in the spiritual battleground, that their hearts would turn towards you.
神啊，求你真系去帮助我哋呢啲嘅儿女，令到佢哋喺呢个属灵征战呢个地方里面，令到佢哋嘅心系归向你。
And that they continue in your word all the days of their lives.
令到佢哋喺面前日子里面。佢都係繼續嘅持守主道。
For this is the cry of our hearts.
因為呢啲係我哋心裡面嘅呼求。
We pray in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
我哋係奉耶穌基督有能力嘅名字而求。阿門。